thanks for joining me on Miranda Wright, Miranda Wright Marketing. And today I'm going to be talking about fulfillment. I'll also be talking about niches or niches and how they relate to one another. Okay, so when I was doing makeup, I was on a train heading from the Sunshine Coast to Brisbane. I had a job on a indie feature film doing makeup, okay? It was an unpaid job, but I took it on because I wanted the experience and I wanted to get my name out there, and I thought that was the only way was to take on these free jobs. And that's what a lot of freelance makeup artists or hairdressers or freelance whatever, that's what they tend to experience, okay, when they first try to start building up a business and get a name for themselves, etc. Okay, they take on these free jobs. So it was when I was on this train and I was heading to Brisbane, heading to a job that wasn't going to pay me, and I got lost. I was getting frustrated. I had no idea where this suburb was part of Brisbane, okay? And do you think at that time when I was calling up the director and telling them I'm going to be late and I've got no idea where I am and I had to get on different trains to get there, do you think I was fulfilled in that moment? I was away from my daughter as well. And do you think I was feeling fulfilled? No, absolutely not. And what I didn't know back then was there was another way I could still be creative and use those skills that I had, teaching others what I know, okay? And that would have given me fulfillment. It would have given me an income. And I would have liked staying in that that position. Okay, does that make sense? So what I'm talking about today is fulfillment. And are you fulfilled? Are you fulfilled with what you're currently doing? Are you a makeup artist? Do you have a skill that you have? Are you working at a 9-to-5 job that you absolutely hate and wish it was another way? Okay, there is another way. You can teach other people what it is that you know. And even if you're not currently doing that particular thing as a job right now, or you think you need further education, etc., there's still a way that you can teach people what it is that you know. It could be anything. And that's when you find a niche. That's what brings me to niches or niches. When you find a niche within a niche within a niche within a niche, you can teach people what it is that you know, specific to your skill set, what you know, what you're passionate about, etc. Does that make sense? For example, there were people that took on Dean Graziosi, this training that I've been talking about for a long time, Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins free training. They took them up on their mastermind offer and the platform, the software platform that they use in order to create curriculums, to create courses, masterminds, workshops. There were people that purchased that offer, and the experience that they're now having is that there are people that have found their niche, such as divorce, for example. And this is just to open your mind to what's possible, okay? There's people teaching divorce. And what's the niche within the niche within the niche within the niche? They're teaching people how to do it in an amicable way, creating the less impact on the children as well as each other, okay? Creating less harmful impact, I should say, or negative impact, okay? And do it in a successful way. Does that make sense? So that's what they're teaching people. That's what they're using the mastermind course and workshop and online course platform and the training that they received. That's how they're using that and gaining massive success for themselves, as well as helping other people, creating impact for other people and creating fulfillment. Fulfillment for themselves and fulfillment for other people. Does that make sense? So what else can you use it for? There are people that have dyslexia, okay? Dyslexia. Is that right? Dyslexia. Yep. they're teaching people how to use their dyslexia into a superpower. How to use it in a superpower. And that could be artistic skills. This person draws, just as my daughter. Do you want me talking about you?
It's fine.
She has dyslexia and she's very creative and artistic, and she likes drawing anime characters, for example. So, and this person is exactly the same, and they're teaching people how to use their dyslexia and turn it around and create it, turn it into a skill and draw amazingly to create success. And what else is he creating? He's creating fulfillment. Fulfillment for himself and fulfillment for other people. Does it make sense? So what else? What's a niche within a niche within a niche? Another example was a hairdresser. Dean Graziosi's wife is a hairdresser, and she is, have you got me in the shot, sweetie?
Yeah.
And she is the niche within the niche within the niche of hairdressing. She does hair extensions. And the niche within that is she's doing it for people with alopecia, people that lose hair. And she's turning their lives upside down and creating positive impact for them, as well as creating fulfillment for her and impact for her and success by changing people's lives by creating hairstyles for them and using hair extensions, etc., for people with alopecia, I think that's the word. So that's what she does. The same can go with makeup. You can teach other people how to do makeup and find a niche within a niche within a niche with makeup. These are just things off the top of my head. If you're in the mining industry, you might know how to get into the mining industry, whereas people don't know how to get into the mining industry. You've had experience with that. Therefore, you can teach people how to do that. Create a course, a mastermind, or a workshop that can give you income as well as give you fulfillment and create success for you and create impact for other people and change other people's lives. Does that make sense? So that's just to open your eyes to what's possible, okay, and how you can create fulfillment for yourself and success for yourself, as well as create impact for other people and change people's lives, okay? And that can give you an income. I hope that makes sense to you. Does it make sense? Okay, so what that brings me to is it's less than 72 hours, okay, until this free training is going to be delivered again from Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins. They're going to give a free training and how you can actually turn what it